From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Japanese Emperor visits Indonesia and meets President Joko Widodo. Pertamina secures 35-year extension of oil block concession in Algeria. Now the news in detail. The Emperor of Japan, Hironomiya Naruhito, and Empress Masako Owada will meet President Joko Widodo on Monday at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java, during their inaugural visit to Indonesia. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media at the Presidential Secretariat, Bay Mahmudin, told journalists in Jakarta on Saturday, the Emperor is also scheduled to visit a number of places in Jakarta and Borobudur Temple in Magelang, Central Java. The visit marks Naruhito's first ever visit to Indonesia since he was crowned as the 126th Emperor of Japan in 2019. He and his spouse will stay in Indonesia for a week before heading back to Japan. Indonesian state-owned oil and gas company Pertamina has secured the rights to operate the Menzel Alejmet North oil and gas block in Algeria for the next 35 years following the extension of its oil concession contract. Nike Widiawati, President Director of Pertamina, informed that the oil and gas block in Algeria is one of the main overseas sources of oil for the state company. She said in a statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, the concession contract signed in the Algerian capital Algiers on Thursday, June the 15th, reflects the Algerian authorities' trust in Pertamina performance. The Indonesian Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Ministry and the Ministry of Home Affairs are strengthening their collaboration to expedite efforts in handling challenges in regional bureaucratic reforms. Indonesian Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Abdullah Azwar Anas noted in a statement in Jakarta on Saturday that the two ministries are working in line with President Joko Widodo's directives to collaborate instead of prioritizing their own egos and authorities, which would only hinder progress and be disadvantageous for the people. He said both ministries have deliberated on various measures that can be undertaken to address the existing strategic issues, among others by encouraging the implementation of bureaucratic reform in regions. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Beijing on Sunday, June the 18th. It was the first top American diplomat visit to China in 5 years amid frosty bilateral ties and dim prospects for any breakthrough on the long list of disputes between the world's two largest economies. During his stay through Monday, Antony Blinken is expected to meet with Foreign Minister Jin Kang, China's top diplomat Wang Yi, and possibly President Xi Jinping. The meetings are meant to establish open and durable communication channels to ensure the strategic rivalry between the two countries does not spiral into conflict. tens of thousands of people protested against the government in the Serbian capital of Belgrade on Saturday, June the 17th. On May the 3rd, a teenage boy killed 9 pupils and a security guard in Belgrade in the first school mass shooting in Serbia, and a day later, a 21-year-old man killed 8 outside the city. Similar protest marches dubbed Serbia Against Violence were held simultaneously in the Balkan countries' 3 other major cities, where thousands of people turned out, local media reported. The protesters want the government to revoke the broadcasting licenses of television channels promoting violent content and a ban on pro-government newspapers that target political dissidents. They are also seeking the resignation of the interior minister and the head of the intelligence service. Sudan's warring factions have agreed to a new 72-hour ceasefire starting at 6 a.m. local time on Sunday. Mediators Saudi Arabia and the United States said in a joint statement late Saturday, the parties agreed that during the ceasefire they will refrain from prohibited movement, attacks, use of military aircraft or drones, artillery strikes, reinforcement of position, and resupply of forces. They will also refrain from seeking military advantage during the ceasefire. The two mediators said, should the parties fail to observe the ceasefire, a postponement of ongoing Jeddah dialogue would be considered. Last item. The U.S. Department of Defense began sending real-time satellite and sensor data to Canadian authorities on Friday to help identify new fires more quickly as that nation endures one of its most destructive early wildfire seasons. The U.S. has already dispatched more than 600 firefighters to Canada to help battle the flames. U.S. President Joe Biden, who has linked wildfire to climate change, said U.S. officials were monitoring air quality and aviation delays. Canada is suffering through its most destructive start to wildfire season, with about 4.8 million hectares already burned, an area larger than the Netherlands. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo officially opens the 2023 Jakarta Fair. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the Jakarta Fair 2023 exhibition, the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran Jakarta, last Wednesday, June the 14th. In his remarks, the president said that the exhibition, which was held in commemoration of the anniversary of the city of Jakarta, has entered its 54th year. The city of Jakarta will turn 496 on June the 22nd. According to President Joko Widodo, after more than half century of its implementation, the Jakarta Fair has become an exhibition that the people of Jakarta and its surrounding always waiting for. This is evidenced by the level of public visits, which reached 6.9 million in 2022, with the number of transactions reaching 2.3 trillion rupiahs. In a separate statement, head of the Jakarta Fair 2023 committee, Karuna Murdaya, appreciated President Joko Widodo's presence at the exhibition. According to him, the presence of the president is one of the government's efforts to support industrial exhibitions of superior domestic products. The Jakarta Expo Kemayoran Marketing Director Ralph Schinemann said the Jakarta Fair Kemayoran event this year has 2,500 company participants consisting of 1,500 booths which exhibited various superior products with discounted prices. The Jakarta Fair or Jakarta Kemayoran Fair is held for 33 days from June the 14th to July the 16th at the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran, Central Jakarta. That was this week's Spotlight.
Setia berkebang.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with June the 18th, 1942, the birth of Paul McCartney. Sir James Paul McCartney is an English singer, musician, and songwriter. He is famous as one of the members of the Beatles. With John Lennon in 1960s, he formed the most successful songwriter partnership. Paul McCartney is still active in music and as a musician until now. His income is one of the highest in England. McCartney is listed as the most successful musician and songwriter of all time. The song Yesterday, which he wrote in 1964, became the song most often covered and played on US radio. Turning to June the 18th, 1999, Indonesian renowned writer Motingo Bushir died. Motingo Bushir is an Indonesian writer, director, and painter. In 1952, he hosted a radio show at RRI Studio in Bukit Tinggi. He was the chief editor of Nusantara Publishing. Throughout his life, Motingo Bushir has written more than 200 works which are still stored in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. In the city park of Seoul, South Korea, his name is engraved among 1,000 word writers. Many of his works have been translated into foreign languages including Czech, English, Dutch, French, German, Korean, Japanese, and Mandarin. I'll end today in history with June the 18th, 2022. The International Day Against Hate Speech was celebrated for the first time. The United Nations General Assembly, through resolution in 2021, established June the 18th as the International Day Against Hate Speech by distributing 6 steps to deal with hate speech. These steps are stop and think, fact check, educate, criticize, support, and report. Quoting the official UN website, the devastating effects of hate speech are nothing new. Today, however, its scale and impact is amplified by new communication technologies, so hate speech has become one of the most frequently used methods of spreading divisive rhetoric and ideology on a global scale. The International Day Against Hate Speech was first observed on June 20, 2022. At the General Assembly Hall in New York City. That was today in history.
listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Detlef Jörg in Hanstedt, Germany. Thank you for your letter sent April 12, 2023. Mr. Jörg was listening to German programs of our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz with SINFO 4344. Hello, sir. I'm glad because our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. Have you ever heard our broadcast in other languages? As information, besides in German, we also broadcast in English, Mandarin, Spanish, French, Arabic, Dutch, Japanese, and also Indonesian. If you are interested in participating in VOI International Quiz, you can write an essay in one of those foreign languages, except Indonesian. So we are waiting for your participation in the VOI International Quiz.
Hey, for you guys, take one moment, look at the overhead
look at the
Discovery.
Gemini
4,
it will be 1:40 on my...
Terpisah, rumah waktu. Terhalang dunia berbeda, walau berat rintangan menghadang kita berdua tegar. Terkurung banyak cobaan,
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is the Indonesian National Sport Committee wants long-term development of MMA athletes. Mixed martial arts is currently in high demand and has gained many fans from all walks of life. Seeing the increasing interest in this martial arts sport, Indonesia will hold a number of these mixed martial arts sports exhibitions to recruit athletes ahead of the 2024 Aceh North Sumatra National Sport Week. Chairman of the Central Indonesia National Sports Committee, Marciano Norman, after inaugurating the Indonesian Central Committee for Mixed Amateur Mixed Martial Arts in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the committee wants to develop MMA or mixed martial arts athletes in the long term. According to Marciano, an athlete starts as an amateur before he goes professional because that way athletes can be prepared much better for long-term achievements. Meanwhile, General Chairperson of the Indonesian Central Committee for Mixed Amateur Mixed Martial Arts, Imade Susila Adnyana, revealed that a number of activities were prepared to recruit athletes ahead of the 2024 National Sports Week. According to him, MMA had a program in January 2024 to hold exhibitions, in addition to increase the number of athletes. It is now widespread in 34 provinces and has regional organizational bodies that are ready to become a forum for MMA athletes in the future. Soon, the committee will hold a national championship in Bandung and will focus on running national championship in the East. Imade Susila Adnyana explained that for the national level, there are already around 500 athletes who will take part in the championship. In addition, the organization will also hold national championships in several places, especially Zone 4 in eastern Indonesia. He also hoped that in November, Indonesia could be appointed to organize an event from Asia for the Mixed Martial Arts Championship. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Caleb Abbas in Pakistan. He monitored on our broadcast on March 23, 2023 on Thursday morning. In his email, he said that our broadcast was no signal at both audio live streaming and video live streaming. Hello, Mr. Caleb Abbas. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. If there is a lot of interference and noise when you listen to VOI broadcast, I suggest you use RRI Playgo mobile application. Just download it on your smartphone, just type RRI Playgo, then you select the logo VOI. You can watch our live streaming, and if you miss it, you can watch the review. So what are you waiting for? Please download RRI Playgo application real soon on your smartphone.
Kau yang kini dilanda patah hati, jangan takut, aku ada di sini menemanimu, menemanimu. Sudahlah, lupakan saja semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini. Sudahlah, relakan saja, akan datang waktunya untuk yang baru. Sudahlah, biarkan saja, kau akan bertemu yang terbaik dalam hidupmu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Lumajang in East Java has an array of traditional culinary delights that are worth trying when you visit this place. One of which is latok cake, which has attractive color of green and red. It is very popular in Lumajang and is usually served with an abundant sprinkling of grated coconut. Making this latok cake is quite varied because there are many ways to mix it into delicious cake. You can use mold or it can also be made in layers with different colors. As for the taste itself, it is very delicious. Its slightly chewy texture is even more tasty if this cake is enjoyed accompanied by orange juice. Latok cake, which is made from tapioca flour and sugar, is not difficult to make because you only need to provide tapioca flour, sugar, boiled water, pandan paste, strawberry paste, and grated coconut for sprinkling. And then there is also a little salt and vegetable oil for greasing. After all the ingredients are complete, all you have to do is put the tapioca flour and granulated sugar into the bowl and then stir until smooth, then add the water little by little and stir again until evenly distributed. After that, the mixture was divided into three parts. One part was given pandan paste, which gives the green color. One part was given strawberry paste for red color. And the third part is given no color. Take a baking sheet greased with oil and then put the first mixture, then steam it for about 10 minutes. After that, put the second mixture and steam it for about 20 minutes or until cooked. And lastly, add the last dough and steam it for 15 minutes. After it's cooked, remove it from the pan, then cut into pieces according to taste. Then sprinkle with grated coconut that has been given a little salt and ready to serve. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Before we end our segment, Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of five Indonesia super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio through the Google form provided on the website voinews.id. This essay writing competition is open until August 20, 2023. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners of Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
This Miscellany is about Jakarta Creative Zone Riverview. Public space is a necessity for every community. There is a new public space in Jakarta. The Riverview edition of the Jakarta Creative Zone was launched on Sunday, June 11th by the Jakarta Experience Board, PT Jakarta Turisindo. The Riverview edition of the Jakarta Creative Zone is located in Banjir Kanal Barat, Kebon Melati Tanah Abang, Central Jakarta, to be precise, next to BNI City Station. The Jakarta Creative Zone Riverview edition is the first creative zone launched in the future. There will be several other creative zones with different themes and functions. This area provides enough chairs and seats for visitors on the 150-meter-long road. Apart from the lower area, visitors can also relax and sit at the top of the food vendor booths, like a rooftop. In addition, visitors sitting at the Jakarta Creative Zone gathering place can chat, discuss while enjoying the beautiful sunset by the river. If you are hungry or thirsty, you can enjoy the various food and beverage tenants offered. As the name implies, this Jakarta Creative Zone will accommodate a variety of creative and artistic activities. Various arts and creative workshops will be held regularly every week. In addition to artistic activities such as embroidery or recycling of used goods, there will also be plans for events such as gigs or small-scale music events. What's also interesting, there is a unique transparent toilet there. Transparent toilets are still rare in Jakarta. The concept itself is similar to those in Japan. The smart glass toilet facility is designed to look transparent from the outside, but the glass will become opaque when used. That was Miscellany Today.
We don't. Sometimes it seems so hard to find the reason why I'm staying around. Screaming yesterday, loving today, been lying to myself. I said it's okay. So that's my story. I can't be romantic. I'd rather fight than live these troubles. But girl, don't worry, it's just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes down.
I know you say I'm hard to handle. Really, it's all because of you. Problems yesterday, I bring up today. I just don't understand. Still feels right. So that's my story. I always get so moody. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But boy, don't worry, you're just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water till the rain comes up. Until the rain comes up.
Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap
give up, we don't care.
So that's our story. Things aren't always easy. I'd rather fight than breathe these troubles. But don't you worry, we're just kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water. So that's our story.
I'm a lover.
You got it bad, so good, so good, so good,
so good, so good. It's so good.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song by The Groove. The Groove is a music group from Indonesia, which was formed on May 15, 1997. Initially, this acid jazz music group consisted of seven members, and with the initial formation, namely Rika Ruslan on the lead vocal, Reza on the lead vocal, Yuke Sampurna on the bass, Ari on the guitar, Tanto on the keyboard and synthesizer, Ali on the piano, Rejos on the percussion, and Deta on the drums. In 2002, Yuke decided to join Dewa 19. Yuke's position was replaced by Ari Firman. In 2004, Rika Ruslan, as a vocalist, decided to leave as well because she wanted to pursue a solo career. After a long hiatus, now The Groove is back with a new album, Sejiwa. In this album, there are several songs that collaborate with Tiara Effendi and Dira on the vocals. One of the singles included in the album is a song entitled Lebih Indah, which in English means More Beautiful. This song is chosen to be the first single from the album, which was released in early June 2023. The idea for making this song came from Reza, the vocalist, who wants to tell a story about a reunion after a long time of separation, reminiscing about the beautiful journey of love and blossoming again to be more beautiful. The initial arrangement process was made by Ari Firman on the bass, who interpreted it by using cheerful notation and a dance upbeat which represents a happy impression followed by ideas from other personnel. Well, listener, here we go, a song by The Groove entitled Lebih Indah. Check this one out.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gadis idamanku, hanya engkau yang satu. Hadirlah dalam mimpi-mimpiku.
sekitar seribu. Biar ramai mengganggu padaku, engkaulah ratu. Sejak mula bertemu, kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat sehangat cintamu. Kasihku Rosanna.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Also, RRI Playgo mobile app and voinews.id. If you have feedback to improve our programs, do not hesitate to send it through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, and the faster and quicker way is through our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. I thank you very much for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.